Somewhere in Transylvania, Dracula the monster lies sleeping in his coffin, waiting for night to fall. Tonight, he is particularly hungry, and as he lies there, fully awake now, in red-lined cape and tails, waiting to feel with uncanny perception the precise moment of darkness before opening the lid and emerging, he decides who this evening's victims will be. The baker and his wife, he thinks to himself. Succulent, available, and unsuspecting. The thought of the unwary couple, whose trust he has carefully cultivated, excites his bloodlust to a fever pitch, and he can barely hold back these last seconds before climbing out of his coffin to seek his prey. Suddenly he knows the sun is down. Like an angel of hell, he rises swiftly and, changing into a bat, flies straight to the cottage of his tantalizing victims.
Why, Count Dracula, what a nice surprise. Come in, come in. What brings you here so early?
Our dinner date. I hope I haven't made an error. You did invite me for tonight, didn't you? I must say I do so enjoy a good bite of food.
Aye, tonight. But that's not for 7 hours yet.
Sorry, what was that?
Or did you come by to watch the eclipse with us?
The eclipse?
Aye. Today's the day of the total eclipse.
What?
A few moments of darkness from noon until 2 minutes after. Look out the window.
Uh-oh, I'm in big trouble.
Eh?
Now, if you'll excuse me...
What's wrong, Count Dracula?
I must be going. Oh, God.
Going? You just came.
Yes, but I think I might have misjudged things a little.
Count Dracula, you're looking a little pale.
Am I? Well, perhaps I need a little fresh air. It was nice seeing you.
Come, sit down. We'll have a drink.
A drink? No. I must run. If you don't mind, you're stepping on my cape.
Relax. Some wine, perhaps.
Wine? No. Gave it up. Liver and all that, you know. I really must buzz off. I just remembered. I left the lights on at the castle, and the bills will be enormous.
Please, you're not intruding. Don't be so polite. So you're early. So what?
Well, really, I'd like to stay, but there's a meeting of the old Romanian counts across town, and I'm responsible for the cold cuts.
Rush, rush, rush. It's all you ever do. It's a wonder you don't have a heart attack.
Yes, right. And now I must...
Is that the Count?
Count Dracula. You remember my wife, don't you?
Yes, whatever. But I really should...
I'm making chicken casserole tonight. I do hope you like it. You are a little early, though. Have you come to watch the eclipse with us?
I've already asked him that, dear.
Wonderful. Now, if you'll excuse me.
The Count means to leave with a smile as he pushes the baker's wife aside into some laundry. Then, opening a closet door by mistake, he walks in.
Christ, where's the goddamn front door?
Oh, you're such a funny man, Count.
Yes, I knew you'd like that one. The old walking through the wrong door by mistake. But now I really must make my real goodbyes.
Oh, look, dear. The eclipse must be over. The sun's coming out again.
Right. I've decided to stay. Pull down the window shades. Quickly, move it.
What window shades?
You've got no window shades. Really? Figures. Okay, have you got a basement in this place?
No, I'm always telling him to build one, but he never listens.
Okay, time to panic. Where's that closet again?
You did that one already, Count Dracula. It was most hilarious.
Ah, yes, such a funny man, the Count.
Look, I'll be in the closet. Knock at 7:30.
Oh, he's so funny. He cracks me up.
Oh, Count, come out of the closet. Stop being a big silly.
Can't. Please take my word for it. Just let me stay here. I'm fine, really.
Count Dracula, stop the fooling. We're already helpless with laughter.
Yeah, I know. It seems strange, but yet here I am, having a ball. I was just saying to Mrs. Hess the other day, give me a good closet, and I can stand in it for hours. Sweet woman, Mrs. Hess. Fat, but sweet. Now, why don't you run along and check back with me at sunset?
As luck would have it, the Lord Mayor happens upon the scene. He was passing by during his afternoon stroll and decided to pay a call upon his good friends, the baker and his wife.
Good day. I hope I'm not intruding.
Of course not, Mr. Mayor. Come out, Count Dracula. We have company.
What? Is the Count here?
Oh, and yes, and you'll never guess where.
It's so rare to see him this early. In fact, I don't think I can ever recall seeing him around in the daytime before.
Well, he's here. Come on out, Count Dracula.
Where is he?
Let's go.
He's in the closet.
Really?
It's some kind of joke he's playing. Enough is enough now, Count. The mayor's here.
Please, come on out, Count. Let us toast and have a drink together.
No, you go ahead. I've got some business in here to attend to.
In the closet?
Yes, don't let me spoil your day. I can hear what you're saying. I'll join in if I have anything to add.
Everyone looks at one another and shrugs. Wine is poured and they all drink.
Some eclipse today.
Incredible.
Yes, thrilling.
What was that, Count?
Oh, nothing, let it go.
And so the time passes until the mayor can stand it no longer. He gets up and, forcing open the door to the closet, he shouts,
"Come now, Dracula! I always thought you were a mature man. Let us stop this craziness right now."
The daylight streams in, causing the evil monster to shriek and slowly dissolve to a skeleton, and eventually to dust before the eyes of the three people present. Leaning down to the piles of white ash on the closet floor, the mayor can but think of only one thing to say.
I take it this means dinner's off tonight.